So the question today is, how planned are you when it comes to your lead generation? Do you have a system in place? Do you have a marketing plan that you follow? Do you have a series of actions that you take? That's not always the case with lots of people that we speak to. It can tend to be a bit shoot by the hip with regards to how they pull in candidates and clients and on the regularity and frequency of that. So that is the subject of today's podcast. So let's get into it.
Welcome to the Recruitment Marketing Podcast with Denise Oyston and Sharon Newey. Marketing can transform the growth of your recruitment business and faster than most people realize. So join in now as we discuss how marketing can generate more clients and increase your talent pool.
So hi there, listeners. This is Denise from Superfast Recruitment, and we're continuing this series on lead generation for recruitment companies. And today's subject is all about, you know, how planned are you when it comes to generating leads? So as normal and as usual, you can access the recording of this either on iTunes or if you head over to the Superfast Recruitment blog and just search on Are You Planning Your Lead Generation, you will find a transcription of this. And if you find it useful, we'll really appreciate a thumbs up on Facebook or a share around on LinkedIn. So let's get into this subject of lead generation. And it's a theme that we always talk to people about. It's about consistency. It's about planning ahead of time, because wouldn't it be wonderful if you woke up every morning and you switched on your computer when you get into work and you know that you have a consistent supply of leads or candidates or clients or even talent coming to you and your recruitment company? And that is ultimately possible. So what are some of the benefits of planning out your lead generation? Well, as I mentioned earlier, you know what you're doing and you know when you're doing it. And importantly, you know what budget you can allocate to your lead generation. Because if you know for every, let's just plug a figure out the air, which is easier to work with, for every £1,000 you spend on your lead generation, that is going to bring you in X number of clients, X number of candidates that eventually convert over a certain time period. So you know the value of, for every £1,000 that I spend, the return on investment that I get from that might be 5,000, might be 10,000, might be 20,000, might be even more than that. So that way you'll have a sense of, where should I spend my money? Because if you can measure what's happening in your market and what's happening in the different channels that you're using, that will make a huge difference for you. And I think one of the things as well about planning your lead generation is precisely that you can plan it ahead of time. So if you know, right, okay, you know, August is not the best month for us, or December's not the best month, how do I plan around that? How do I plan around certain activities that are going on in my particular sector that I can leverage? Because one of the great things about today's environment is it's not like the old days where all you had was direct mail, all you had was being able to pick up the phone and speak to people, or go and spend a lot of money on a trade show or within a magazine or anything like that. Today, you've got multiple channels where you can reach out to your particular clients and candidates. They can find you literally anywhere. They can find you anywhere online. They can find you through Google, through all the different social channels, which we've talked about before, so that you've got multi-channels, different ways of marketing to them. As I've said, you know, in the past, you had, you know, direct mail, journal advertising, trade shows. Now you have this whole arena of what we call social selling, and it is possible to sell on social channels. So, and you've got content marketing, you've got inbound marketing, and you've got email marketing, which is very, very cost effective. So imagine the power of somebody coming along to your website and they decide that, you know, that they like what they see, and you've got a piece of information for them that if they give you their name and email address, you're going to send to them. And then they're on your email database, and then you have permission to start marketing to them. Makes a big difference. And also what you have now is you have different paid channels online. So you can do pay-per-click advertising, you can do Facebook advertising, you can advertise on YouTube alongside job boards that you might be advertising for candidates on. So you've got all these different channels that you can leverage. The thing to remember is when you are attracting clients, candidates, and talent for your organization, you need to think about what we called the buying cycle, which we've mentioned before in another blog post, which we'll put a link to when this is uploaded for you. And it's thinking about when people first meet you, that they don't know you, they know very little about you. So they come across you, so they become aware of you, and then you go through a cycle. It's like any of us, before we invest significantly in somebody, in a supplier, we want to know a little bit about them. We know when people are referred to us. The first thing they do is they go and check out our website. They look at our social media. They see what we're doing, so they can get a sense of, would this be a company we'd want to work with? And people will do exactly the same for you. So you need to think about the content that you put out and the channels that you use, so people can find you and they can start to get bought into you and your recruitment company. So, short podcast today, and it's all about planning out your lead generation, thinking about what are the benefits of doing this, how much money can I spend on it, and what are the channels that I really want to leverage, really want to utilize. You know, and a tip is, go back and look at, where have you got candidates and clients before? How have you used those? Could you spend a bit more money on utilizing one particular channel and add in a couple of new ones, so that you can start to test what is going to work for you and your sector? So this is Denise from Superfast Recruitment saying bye for now.